Welcome, Diana Cooper, my all-time favorite angel lady. What a joy, honor, and a privilege to speak with you, and that you're here with us again on another visit to South Africa.
Yes, I'm really delighted to be in South Africa. I love this country. It's very special. The golden age of Africa, the age of Britannium, has the energy of that time, still waiting to return. And this is going to start happening now. And it's the solar plexus of this planet. And that means that it takes in all the fear for the whole world and transmutes it. And because of this, beings of light and angels everywhere come into South Africa to help with this service that is happening here. And South Africa is glowing golden. It's wonderful to see.
I haven't got any words. That's absolutely beautiful, Diana. Now, your wonderful books and other tools, many of which I own, awakened me many years ago, to the wonderful world of the angels and other light beings. And they call my name again and again for a revisit when Spirit speaks, and I always find the answer. So, in your exceptional life and work, Diana, you have and continue to play a pivotal role for many of us all over the world in opening our eyes to the truth that we all essentially spiritual beings with innate possibilities having a human experience. Thank you for that.
Yes, we are all amazing spiritual beings in a human body. And, you know, at the cosmic moment in 2012, 32% of people on the planet ascended into the fifth dimension, and that number has gone up since then. So now we have 20 years up to 2032 to bring the whole planet and everybody on it into the fifth dimension, because that's when the new golden age starts.
That's very important information. So now can we go to your workshops and breakfasts that you'll be hosting in Johannesburg, Durban and Cape Town? And right here, I'd like to just mention your South African website where all bookings and information are available. And the website address is www.dianacooper.co.za. Diana, what can we look forward to at these workshops and breakfasts? And we'll start with your workshops.
It's going to be a really full and exciting day for each one. We're going to connect with the angels and the unicorns, the wonderful pure beings of light. We'll be opening the 12 chakras, the fifth dimensional chakras, and the most important is the heart chakra. And so the angels will be helping us open the 33 petals of the heart and heal our hearts so that we can radiate higher love. The unicorns are going to help us open the crown chakra. And then we're going to be anchoring the energy of Gabriel and Raphael in our aura so that we can attract prosperity. We're going to work with the angels of animals to help the animals throughout the world and connect with the elementals. And most important of all, we're going to all receive the Mary cloak of love, empathy, healing, compassion. And that's her beautiful aquamarine light that she will place in everyone's aura.
Oh, absolutely beautiful and awesome. And now to the breakfast, Diana, can you share?
Yeah, what I'd like to talk about is what really did happen at the cosmic moment and the changes that are happening between now and 2032, how the spiritual communities are rising, the golden cities, the children of the future, how to help the planet. And we're going to do a meditation on the white ray to bring peace into everyone's heart, into their home and into South Africa. So we'll be calling in Archangel Gabriel, the unicorns, the white ascension flame of Atlantis, and the great Archangel Butaliel, who helps the cosmic currents to flow and enables everyone to start seeing their own magnificence.
Oh, how wonderful. Diana, now I'd like to go to your special friend, your dog Venus. As someone who understands doggy connections myself, we'd be delighted if you'd tell us about your soon-to-be-published book on her called The Diary of a Puppy and Her Angel. What a splendid title.
Yeah. Venus is a very, very special dog to me. We fell in love the first time we met. All the other puppies in the litter were jumping over me. Venus sat at my feet and I picked her up and we looked at each other and knew that we'd been together in many lifetimes. She's funny, she's quirky, she's part Jack Russell, part Papillon, and she has a very strong connection with the angels. So they give her guidance and they help her to understand all the lessons that she's going through in life as well. And I find it just simply amazing to have this connection with my dog.
Ah, wonderful. And, you know, animals can see right into our souls.
They certainly can.
And now, how marvelous that you've been honored as one of the most spiritually influential people in the world, Diane. And you certainly deserve this. I salute you. What is your message for the world today?
Oh, well, I would say hold your vision of a beautiful future for yourself and for the world.
Awesome, thank you. Now, I've always remembered your first angel visitation, which you received in your early 40s, as I recall, and shared in one of your earlier books. Could you share this experience with us again, please, Diana?
Well, it was when I was at rock bottom. I was getting divorced, couldn't see a future, had no spiritual or religious background, but I sat in a chair and said, if there's anything out there, show me, and you've got 1 hour. And an angel came in and literally took me around the universe. And we flew over a hall full of people with beautiful rainbow auras. And I looked down and said, am I there in the audience? And the angel told me the startling words, no, you're on the platform. You're to be a spiritual teacher. And brought me back 1 hour later. Now, I didn't know what to do with this incredible information. So I wrote it down and I waited and I was aware of angels around. But 10 years later, they came back, and this time they said, we want you to tell people about angels. And I said, no, thank you. I don't want to do that. And they said words that have been indelibly in my mind ever since. Who is doing your work? Is it your ego or your higher self? And from that time, I have worked with them, dedicated myself to them, and they have been with me on a daily basis ever since.
Wonderful story. Now, my final question to you is, what is an angel to you for folk out there who are seeking a better understanding of this realm?
Well, I would say an angel is a being of light from the heart of God. Everybody has an angel, a guardian angel who looks after them, holds their divine blueprint, picks them up when they're unhappy, loves them unconditionally, arranges all the synchronicities to enable them to meet the right people and is always there for you. And there are many, many other angels on different frequencies, all helping us and working with us. Masses of help out there.
Wow, thank you so much for that. So we come to the end now, Diane, and I wish you a blessed time while you're here. We're honored, I say again, to have you. And lots of joy and love going forward in all the wonderful work that you're doing in the world.
Thank you.
Thank you, Diana. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.